Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 9th. Happy Saturday. I hope that today is one that involves much rest for you, that you're able to get outside and enjoy God's creation. And if that's not a possibility for you today, I hope that you can at least open a window. Look at the birds flying about and remember that though they do not plant or harvest and they don't gather food into barns, our Heavenly Father feeds them. And if He feeds the birds, how much more will He provide for us? Because as it says in Scripture, aren't you worth much more than they are? Just a thought for today as we enter into God's Word. We're in Genesis chapter 20 today. We're making our way through this book. I think it has 50 chapters. So we are, I'm not good at math. What is 20 of 50? Two-fifths of the way there. There you go. So we are making our way through Genesis today. In this portion, Sarah is rescued from Abimelech. This is a really interesting story, and it goes back to Genesis 12. Abraham's making the same mistake again. He is lying about his relationship with Sarah. Actually, he's telling a half-truth, but he is manipulating the situation because he fears and because he wants to protect himself. Oftentimes, when we self-protect, others get hurt. That's just something to think about as we read this story. And also, as I read, I want you to reflect on how fear often causes us to become someone we don't want to be. Starting in verse 1. From there, Abraham traveled to the region of the Negev and settled between Kadesh and Shur. While he was staying in Gerar, Abraham said about his wife Sarah, "She is my sister." So King Abimelech of Gerar had Sarah brought to him. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "You are about to die because of the woman you have taken, for she is a married woman." Now Abimelech had not approached her, so he said, "Lord, would you destroy a nation even though it is innocent? Didn't he himself say to me, 'She is my sister?' And she herself said, 'He is my brother.' I did this with a clear conscience and clean hands." Then God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this with a clear conscience. I have also kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I have not let you touch her. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you and you will live. But if you do not return her, know that you will certainly die, you and all who are yours." Early in the morning, Abimelech got up, called all his servants together, and personally told them all these things. And the men were terrified. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said to him, "What have you done to us? How did I sin against you that you have brought such enormous guilt on me and on my kingdom? You have done things to me that should never be done." Abimelech also asked Abraham, "Who made you do this?" Abraham replied, "I thought, there is absolutely no fear of God in this place. They will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. So when God had me wander from my father's household, I said to her, 'Show your loyalty to me wherever we go and say about me, he's my brother.'" Before we move on, this is another weird story, just like I mentioned in Genesis chapter 12, where because of fear and self-protection, Abraham, and here it seems Sarah as well, say that they are siblings so that they will be protected, although they aren't protected because King Abimelech takes Sarah and is going to make her his wife, presumably. But then God comes to him in a dream. This is a wild story. What can we learn from it? Well, I think that oftentimes when we self-protect, it ends up hurting ourselves and others. And sometimes we justify unhealthy behavior with partial truth. So Abraham was like, yeah, well, she kind of is my sister, really, but he wasn't giving the full truth. And he was spinning the story for his favor. One of my favorite authors, Jane Austen, says this. She says, how quick come the reasons for approving what we like. I just want you to sit with that for a moment. Sometimes we manipulate the situation by quickly reasoning the viewpoint that would be for our favor instead of saying, God, what is the holiest approach here? Or what is the most pleasing thing to you in this instance? And just something to think about for your Saturday as you ponder God's word and his goodness to us. Let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 118. Instead of reading the entire psalm, I'm going to read snippets, and they're parts of the psalm that I think we'll be familiar with and maybe even have memorized. And so as I say them, join in with me if you know the rest. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Verse 5, I called to the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and put me in a spacious place. Verse 8, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humanity. Verse 14, I want you to really think about this one. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Oh Lord, would you be our song today? Verse 19, open the gates of righteousness for me. I will enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. Verse 22, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And then verse 24, I think about Miss Jo when I say this one. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm reminds me of a song called You Are So Good to Me by Enter the Worship Circle. And the lyrics that I want to highlight are the chorus. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. And I will sing it again. And then the bridge says this, you are my strong melody. You are my dancing rhythm. You are my perfect rhyme. And I want to sing forever. That is a beautiful metaphor to think of the Lord as our song. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for being a strong melody. Thank you, Lord, for being a dancing rhythm that we can praise you in the midst of. Thank you, Lord, for your consistency and being our perfect rhyme. Help us to sing forever of your faithful love that endures forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
Spirit.